Greetings, it's Terry at Cottage in the Court. I feel so refreshed today. It's almost as though I was plugged in over the weekend. Let me just give you a recap. It has been a whirlwind of fun and educational activities. I spoke at the Charlotte Garden Club last Monday evening, then spoke at Wing Haven on Tuesday, toured a wonderful garden in Charlotte, North Carolina called Maple Walk. Oh man, went to the Elizabeth Lawrence house. I mean, it was a whirlwind, but you know what? It reconnected me with nature. Many times as a garden writer and educator, we lose track of actually touching the earth and being outdoors in it because we're reading about it. We're investigating it, we're researching it. Sometimes we get lost in the moment and we don't go outside and get into it. Well, I am going to be outdoors in it more this year than ever before. While all of that madness was going on last week, I had to have my oak tree removed in the front. It was quite an emotional adventure for me, but you know what? The garden is ever changing. And as many times as I tell people that, it was time for me to believe it and make that change as well. I miss it. I really do. And I have been writing about it, but getting those last few sentences out has been a little hard. I really miss that tree. However, it was beginning to drop large limbs, which meant that it was in the midst of a slow death. We don't want that to hurt anyone, so I was proactive in having it taken down. The good part about it is it opens up a whole new world of opportunity. Opportunity that I took advantage of when I visited the Philadelphia Flower Show over the weekend. Maybe that's why I feel like I just got plugged in. The Philadelphia Flower Show generally happens in the spring, but during the pandemic, it was taking place in June. Let me tell you, having it at this time of year really just kind of gets the motor running. When you start really beginning to think about the possibilities of the next season, I have to share with you the show this year definitely offers ease of movement. I was not run over by not one baby stroller and not one wheelchair. Everyone was breathing. People had on masks. Some did not. There was ample seating. I even ran into a dear friend, Esther, with the Master Gardeners of Prince George's County. And even she said, ease of movement, multiple places for seating, places to pause and really embrace what you just witnessed in the wonderful displays. The displays had bold color. Enthusiasm was really echoed in all of the designs. It was quite the electrifying experience. I'll be posting pictures throughout the week, just a little nibble, because I want as many people as possible to take advantage of going up and seeing the show. Many places around DC are offering bus trips, or you can take the train. Go up, get off, get on the subway, two stops, take the escalator up, and you're at the show. And then do the reverse. I took a train up, stayed in a hotel on Friday, so I was there for the opening of the show on Saturday, and it was an adventure I will never, ever forget. Someone mentioned to me that they thought this was the best show ever. It is the best show in quite a while. So I encourage you to go to the Philadelphia Flower Show and make sure you have, I don't know, make a little time to go to the make and take area. Perhaps make some botanical earrings or a necklace. Perhaps make a candle. Or one thing you really must do is make a floral handbag. It is the cutest thing. Check out my Facebook page and you'll see I've posted an interview with the proprietor, because you can do anything you want to do. You just got to put your mind to it. And this young woman She followed her passion. That's all for now, but I just really wanted to say, let's welcome the new season. Just be kind, and most importantly, remember, the garden is a healer, and it's there for us. Morning glory.